cliffcentral.com. I'll tell you what, we're going to speak to a real YouTube star. Casper Lee is going to talk to us in a short while. This guy has been burning it up on Twitter.
Everywhere.
Facebook, YouTube. He's everywhere at the moment. And we're going to find out what... he's met some celebrities. He's put out a book. The guy is just working.
Trevor Noah tweets him.
Everybody tweets him. Everybody knows this guy. He's a major star. We're not messing around. What time are we going to talk to him, Flax?
He's on right now.
Oh, is he on now? Oh, beautiful. All right, well, let's talk to Casper Lee. I got a message from him the other day. He's all over the place. He's very busy. Hey, Casper.
Hey, Gareth. What's up?
How are you, dude?
Good. I literally just woke up, so I apologize if I'm a bit slow.
No, that's all right. You've been everywhere, and you've met everyone in the last little while. What have you been doing?
Oh, I've been working really hard on my YouTube channel, trying to do a few interviews. I guess I've been lucky enough to meet some big people from the US recently, and it's been amazing. Yeah.
Tell me.
Also working on a book. So
yeah, I heard about that. So tell me about who you've been interviewing.
I've been lucky enough to interview people like Kevin Hart, Seth Rogen, Chris Pratt.
Wow.
I recently did something with Justin Timberlake. I don't know if I'm meant to say it yet, but that's coming out in a bit. So yeah, it's been
awesome.
Amazing.
Well, that's amazing, dude. I mean, the last time we spoke, you were kind of getting out there, and you had millions and millions of people watching your videos on YouTube, but you were in London and it was mostly an English thing. You've gone over to the States, and it seems to me like you've hit a vein of real gold with a bunch of these people. Do they all refer each other? I mean, do you get, if you were Seth Rogen, for example, does he say, oh, you must meet Kevin Hart, and then he gets you an interview with him? How does it work?
I'd like to think that. Unfortunately, it's probably more like I think the big studios are starting to try and put more effort into promoting things online.
Mm-hmm.
So we've kind of developed a few relationships with people like Sony and Universal. And now when they think about promoting a movie, they're not just thinking about TV. They're also thinking about YouTube, and then they go to people like me, I guess. So that's really exciting for the whole industry, and I think a lot of YouTubers are getting more opportunities like this.
It's pretty amazing. You've got almost a YouTube community too, and there are a couple of guys like you who are at the forefront of this that are your massive celebrities online and offline. I mean, people recognize you now everywhere, right?
I mean, yeah, I mean, it depends where you go. There's certain demographics who are a lot more into YouTube than others, so I guess between 15 and 24, like that's like a hotspot for YouTube.
Right.
I wouldn't go somewhere like people over 40 don't really know. Maybe their children know, but yeah, it's really cool.
What are we sitting at in terms of views on YouTube at the moment? Must be over what 500, 600, 700 million.
Around about there. I get to work with my friend Joe a lot, so he also has quite a lot of views. So when we work together, we say we have over 1 billion, but I'm not quite there yet. So
Wow. Yeah. That's phenomenal.
Soon.
Now, is it true? Someone gave me a biography of yours, and we've known you for a long time. You've been here in our studio before, and you said you're going to come back here at the end of the year?
Yeah, 100%.
I didn't know that you were Casper Richard George Lee II.
Wow.
What?
That's what they call you.
The second?
The second. Is that true?
I don't know who the first is.
Exactly.
But, that's awesome. I'd love to meet him.
Oh, okay. Well, it's probably some bullshit on Wikipedia. what kind of travel arrangements are you doing at the moment? I mean, are you flying around every second day, or are you spending most of your time in London? Where are you based?
I'm based in London, but I'm spending a lot of time traveling at the moment. We're about to do a book tour, and then we're shooting another little film called Hit the Road with my old roommate Joe. So I've got this book tour coming up in the UK, and then I'm going to do that also in the US.
Uh-huh.
Because they've sold that in the US somehow. I don't know how, but it's really exciting. And then Joe and Casper Hit the Road is the show we've done with the BBC. We created a bit of a production company, and we've managed to get the director of the old Top Gear, and he's also the director of the new Amazon show with Jeremy Clarkson. His name's Brian Klein, and he's shooting that with us in the US in a few months.
That's amazing. Now, this Hit the Road special that you're doing with Joe, how did you and Joe meet?
Joe and I met through his sister, Zoella. So she's a huge YouTuber in the UK. Mm-hmm. And I used to live with her boyfriend, Alfie. Uh-huh. And Alfie and Zoe kind of, you know, they decided to spend more and more time together. And they eventually moved in together. And me and Joe were kind of left
without
roommates. And we were lucky enough found each other over a game of FIFA. And it's been love ever since.
All right, very good. And obviously you've had to travel around a lot together. Does he irritate you or do you get along fine?
No, we get along really well. But of course, you know, when you're spending days and days together, like we spent a lot of time in a camper van together when we were filming Hit the Road. And, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah,
sometimes you start to smell each other a bit too much.
I've seen a couple of videos where it's clear that you two don't always get along. So it's not a bad thing. When can we see this the special? Is it do you think it'll be available in South Africa? Is it going to be online?
Yeah, no, it's we're working distribution. I think we sold the first one somewhere in South Africa quite recently. We've been doing a lot of behind the scenes stuff recently, and I've really been enjoying that. I think we're selling it to a bunch of places online as well, and then the next one should have a better distribution deal, because when you start, we've been going to things like MIP TV, which are like it's like a place where TV buyers go and TV sellers go to sell their shows, and it was in Cannes, and it was just such a crazy experience to learn all of these things. I'm really, really enjoying all of that kind of stuff.
Cannes is pretty awesome, huh?
Yeah, it was really cool. We actually went there for one day, so we flew in the morning. And we did a few interviews and we sold things. And then we left that very evening and we just felt so cool. And then my friends asked me, where were you today? And I was like, Cannes. And I felt so pretentious but so cool at the same time.
Wow. So where to from here? I mean, this is pretty incredible, this acceleration curve. You're obviously, you know, going to be making a lot more of these interviews and you're going to be doing a lot more TV stuff. But what's the goal for the rest of this year? I mean, is there one particular thing you want to achieve, one person you want to interview?
I think I want to just keep things going the way they've been going. So as long as things don't, you know, slow down too much, I'll be very happy with, especially on YouTube, because that's my home and I want to keep that going while trying to do everything else. Cause I do see that YouTube's just still the future. And I do want to work a lot more in South Africa with local YouTubers. Mm-hmm. And I'm working on a few things with my sister and, you know, Grant Hines.
Absolutely.
And I want to really come back a little bit more.
Awesome. Well, you know, we'll love to have you here. Good to hear from you, man.
Thank you so much, Gareth. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Keep well.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Right.
There we go. There's Casper Lee. See? Still doing amazing things. He and Joe together combined about 1 billion views on YouTube. Isn't that incredible?
And then combine his sister and, like, that's another 3 billion. It's like the biggest YouTubers and they all hang out and play FIFA.
It's amazing. It's really very, very cool. So there we go. Casper Lee. CliffCentral.com.